we're like the early adopters, right, in a thing. And what we're reaching, if you read any of Malcolm Gladwell's books, especially The Tipping Point, I think what we're seeing is literally the Great Awakening approaching the tipping point, when everything's suddenly going to go and then everybody's aware of everything. And that is very exciting.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for coming on back to the show. That was my friend Mark Atwood. And let me tell you something. Not only is the Great Awakening real, sometimes it's darkest just before the dawn. And Mark Atwood firmly believes humanity for the win. Friends, before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Okay, friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. I had just introduced my guest, Mark Atwood, and then my wife knocked over the Wi-Fi tower, knocking our internet out, but we're back. The MarkAtwoodShow.com, guys, that's where you can find him. Author, poet, entrepreneur, and friend of the show. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thank you, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I wanted to ask you just right off the bat, based on where you live in the world, what did you make of the wild horses of the apocalypse yesterday running free? And is it a sign and wonder? Is it a sign of the apocalypse? What'd you make of what you saw yesterday? A blood-soaked white horse running through the streets of London.
Well, it's certainly communications, let's put it that way. And it was on the same day that Big Ben stopped at nine. I think it stopped, but it did 11 chimes at 9 a.m. Sorry, that day, which is 9/11, and then these horses came out, and then I just retweeted one of our friends Andrew in the Red Squirrels group posted a headline which I think was on the Evening Standard that said 5 horses spooked, 3 soldiers hurt, 1 cyclist injured, 2 animals finally stopped 6 miles away. And if you add up 5, 3, 1, 2, 6, what do you get? 17. So yeah, that's the one. So I'm very interested in that, because I should say to anybody who's not seen me before, this is the apocalypse, but apocalypse just means great revealing in Greek. And I am an apocaloptimist, so I'm optimistic about the outcome. And I think it's very important. Well, it's important for me. Not everybody agrees with this viewpoint, and I know that, but that's okay. But my feeling is that all of the same kind of signaling and mind control techniques that were used to brainwash the human race into its state of docility to the point where it became a race of self-slaughtering sheep is now being used in reverse. And this kind of signaling for me is actually very positive, hence that headline adding up to 17. And I know there's going to be people watching this going, what are you talking about? All that Q stuff's nonsense. Well, is it? That's my question.
Well, you know who sounds very Q-centric in his most recent interview with Alex Jones is Pascal Najati. And yeah, he denied it. He said, no, this has nothing to do with Q. These are just facts. But he was saying some incredibly, incredibly wild things. Did you hear that entire interview? I don't want to misquote him, but we could cover some of it here.
No, I did. And you and I have both interviewed Pascal. I interviewed him last October and was invited to his house in Switzerland. And it's a funny story, actually, because I was coming back from Ibiza. I was in Heathrow Airport, and I was due to catch a plane to Switzerland that morning, but I was woken up at like 3 a.m. And it was a very strange kind of, you know, I'm under a lot of spiritual attack all the time. And this was one of those times. And I went down into the hotel lobby and I was surrounded by satanic symbolism. I think it was a Hilton hotel, looking back on it. There was like Jack Nicholson on the wall, and there was the paedophile symbol on the wall, which you see in a lot of hotels, because a lot of these hotels are used for child trafficking. But that's slightly a diversion away from this. But anyway, I decided at that moment, at the last minute, not to go to Switzerland to meet him. And I wonder if I'd made the right decision. But I do everything on intuition. And so I think I did make the right decision. But it's what I posted about Pascal going on Alex Jones, which was really interesting, is that basically that's now gone mainstream. And I think that's the reason why Alex Jones was reinstated to Twitter, because of the huge audience that he brings along. I mean, that interview is now going to have 20, 30, 40, 50 million views, which is bigger than mainstream media used to be pre-COVID. So it is very, very interesting that that kind of information's getting out there. Now, there are people who'll be watching this go, well, Alex Jones is a Mossad agent. Well, it's very, very complicated at the moment in terms of who you trust and who you don't trust. And there's a lot of people that appear bad that are actually good, and there's a lot of good people that appear bad. But I keep coming back to the same thing. All of it is designed for you to get your connection to God sorted and to work on your discernment and your intuition and get to the point where you're making decisions for yourself, because you're the only one here. So everything is designed for you and your own soul's development. But that, you know, at the same time, trying to answer a 3D, because there's no 5D answers to 3D questions. And it's a 3D question to say, well, Pascal's out there talking about stuff that Q talks about, and that's all bonkers. But you know, 17 is a number that has been following me around now for at least, well, since 2017, actually. And I've just realized 2017, that's Q as well. So it's very, very interesting. And considering, if anybody watching this doesn't know as well, Pascal Najardi is the son of the man that actually founded what precursed the WEF with Klaus Schwab in 1971, I think. And he became a banker, and he followed the whole family line through, and he met Klaus Schwab later on, and he just turned his back on him and walked away. And what Pascal said in that interview with Alex Jones is that, which I thought was also interesting, because there's a lot of people like Pascal and Tucker Carlson bringing spirituality into mainstream conversations, which is absolutely fascinating at the moment, because these are biblical times. And in many ways, we're a biblical digital reconstruction matrix where it's the same characters, but with a totally different setting, which again is another segue. But the fact that he was talking like that with Alex is extremely interesting, because that's where more and more of this stuff is heading, which is why you've got 9/11 on Big Ben, and why you've got these horses being spooked, because this is where we're going, and it's getting stranger and stranger. I mean, even this week, I've seen over 30 UFOs in my garden. I posted two videos last night of two that I saw last night. And so there's a lot more people appearing to see what may be stranger things to them. And I am actually in agreement with Cliff High, who talks about this period of hyper novelty. That's what he calls it. And it's just really, really strange things starting to appear to more and more people. So a normal person, when I say normal, I just mean somebody who's not awake to anything that's going on in the world, watching Pascal Najardi would be like, this guy's crazy. What's he talking about? But then they're going to start seeing things themselves that are going to make them go nuts, I think, in the next couple of months.
Yeah, signs and wonders. And these are apocalyptic times, but that just means that we're able to see that which previously was unseen, the unveiling, right? The truth is spilling out everywhere, which is why you have these totalitarian idiots like that prime minister in Australia calling for a ban on memes. They're just psychopaths. But let me tell you this about Pascal Najardi, guys. What he said on Alex Jones that was really quite shocking, and I pray it's true. He seems to firmly believe that it's true. He reported to Alex Jones that Klaus Schwab has been executed. He's done. He's finished, right? Now, we've heard the reports that Klaus Schwab had fallen ill and was in some serious medical condition in a hospital. So who knows? But he also claimed that it's not the real Hillary we see. It's not the real Joe Biden. Elon Musk is not Elon Musk anymore. So he was saying things that I bumped on, Alex Jones was bumping on, but I've interviewed the man. You've interviewed him. He's very, very bright. At least when I interviewed him a year ago, he was very, very grounded. So what do you make of any of those things he said? I mean, I hope Klaus Schwab has been executed personally.
I think they were all taken out years ago. So we've literally been watching, as I said earlier, we've been watching a movie. Now, that winds people up because people are dropping dead from shots and things like that. And it's not a difficult it's not an easy thing to observe. But I believe, I mean, he also mentioned Derek Johnson in that video interview. And I toured America with Derek Johnson for 31 days, 18 months ago. And Derek proved conclusively for me, I know a lot of people disagree with him, but I agree with him, that Donald Trump is still the commander in chief and in charge of a military. I don't, it's not the military, it's a military, which is completely hidden. And it's extremely clever what is going on, because I do think that the head of the snake, which was the Orsini family and all of the families in Vienna, I think they were taken out possibly back in 2017. I mean, Trump did that capitulation tour where, I think we talked about this the last time we chatted, where the Queen gave way to him, even though the British press said, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's walking in front of the Queen. And then he had the swords from Saudi Arabia, which they only give to a king, and the list goes on. So I do think that all these bad guys were taken out, and what we're being shown is all about consciousness, because if you've got billions of people so deeply embedded into a mind control program that they have absolutely no idea about, how do you get them out of it without them going insane and killing themselves? Because that's what would happen. Most of the information that people like you and I are aware of, if you shared it with somebody that was completely asleep, and then they believed it in the moment that you told them, which they don't, because we've been trying it for years, right? They just don't listen, and they just think you're mad. But if you told them it and they believed it, they would have a complete breakdown. So I think this is all about saving as many lives as possible, hence the need for the big show, hence, you know, the need for this guy, what's his name, Schwab, dressed up like Darth Vader and acting like a Bond villain. But then there's pictures of him walking around in his transvestite gear and his lady's knickers on the beach. I mean, you know, it's like Joe Biden tripping up an airplane one minute and falling off a bike the next. I mean, it's a clown show that has to work on people's consciousness, because how else do you wake them up without breaking them? That's what I think this is all about. So I agree with him. I think all of them have been taken out, possibly at Gitmo, possibly other places. But yeah, I do think he's right.
It's just such interesting times in which we live. It's hard to suss out the truth anymore, because all they do is gaslight the American people. I'm sure that's all they do on the BBC, right? All they do is gaslight you guys. You just posted about that. Stop paying your TV license fee to these people. All they do is lie to you.
100%. I mean, you get in the UK and Ireland, and I think a few other countries, you have to pay a license just to have a television. So you have to pay a license for the privilege of being brainwashed by these paedophile supporting liars. And there's a few things about the BBC, and I go way back with them. One is what they produce is called programming. It's called programming because that's what it's doing. It's programming you. Secondly, you've got this paedophile statue on the headquarters made by a famous paedophile whose name eludes me, but it was in the 1920s. And they refused to take it down for years. Obviously, they supported Jimmy Savile for over 50 years at the forefront of TV, to the level of having kids like me in the 70s watching him on a Saturday night with other little children on his knee. I mean, this is the biggest paedophile, necrophiliac, Satanist in history. There's no way they didn't know what he was or who he was. In fact, I would go as far as to say he got into that position because of who he was, because he was supplying children for the royal family, for Edward Heath, for the politicians and everybody else throughout the whole network of paedophile supply lines, such as children's homes and hospitals and prisons throughout Britain for years and years and years. And I even bragged about it on the BBC in 1973 in an interview with Michael Parkinson. So, you know, this organization has to be strangled. And I first stepped outside the matrix, I think it was about 14 years ago. And when you stop paying your TV license in the UK, they threaten you. In the 1970s, Sean, they used to have adverts of these vans going down the street with this beep, 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 beep. We know if you've got your TV on. We know if you've not paid your license. Absolute nonsense. But they terrified the population into thinking there were these vans going around seeing if they paid their license or not. So obviously everybody's just paid their license fee, and which is sick. I mean, it's completely sick that they get you to pay for brainwashing. And who would? Anyway, I decided one day, I came home one day and I realized my children, five children, we're all completely hypnotized by the TV. And I was just, at that point, I was really, my awakening was accelerating at a very fast rate. And my spiritual journey was really accelerating. And I just said, right, we're not paying this anymore. Now, when you don't pay the TV license, they send people to come and collect the money. And I knew that this was going to be a big moment for me. And it was. And I remember holding my phone shaking, saying, "I'm," you know, they said, "Are you Mr. Atwood?" And they came to the door. And I'd learned this sentence, which everybody should learn, because if anybody comes to your property, this is what you can say to them. "I revoke your implied right of access to this property. Now please leave." And I'd learned this over 2 weeks, but I was nervous about saying it because it is confrontational. And I, no, like most people, I don't like confrontation. But there I was. I had to do it. And I was shaking. And I said, "And I'm recording this in case you do anything stupid to go on YouTube later." And to my great surprise, the guy turned around and walked off the premises. Mm. So, you know, I think, again, the BBC is being put out there because just only this week, they the lead newscaster of the BBC, over the last 4 years, all the way through COVID, the man that was pushing the jabs, pushing the whole narrative, Hugh Edwards, was caught last year funding a teenager's crack habit in exchange for that kid to send him naughty pictures. Clearly a paedophile, clearly another one in a long row of paedophiles, because they're the ones who get in front of the cameras. They're the ones who've sold their souls to the devil. And we're being shown all of this because I think God is orchestrating the whole thing. That's the reason why these media companies are still going. But I do believe that God is controlling the whole thing. And that's why Donald Trump has been calling fake news now for how many years? 7 years. Mm-hmm. And it's finally getting into people's heads. They're finally starting to not trust these organizations. But they come at you like a horde of hounds when you question their narrative, especially anything to do with the royal family. But even with the royal family, they just released another fake picture of I think it was George this time, and people are really seeing through it. And that for me is the great awakening. That's what, you know, you were way ahead of the curve. I've been on doing this for now 4 years on video. We're like the early adopters, right, in a thing. And what we're reaching, if you read any of Malcolm Gladwell's books, especially The Tipping Point, I think what we're seeing is literally the Great Awakening approaching the tipping point when everything's suddenly going to go and then everybody's aware of everything. And that is very exciting.
Yeah. You know, I often will cite the tipping point being reached when everybody, all the moms found out about BGH and milk, bovine growth hormone in the milk, and they rejected it in mass nationwide. The stuff stopped selling. And finally, they relented and they took BGH out of the milk. They stopped shooting up the cows, at least I think they did, with bovine growth hormone, and because people rejected the milk. And so a tipping point, I think we're very near. I think we are very near a tipping point. I agree. And let me just show you one other thing here, because, you know, they hide everything right in plain sight. So I'm sure you remember the discussion and the talk about the Frazzle Drip video said to be found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Of course, his wife at the time was Uma Abedin. Abedin is now dating the son of George Soros. Uma Abedin was really Hillary Clinton's right-hand man, right-hand woman, I guess you'd say. And there's Tom Hanks, right? This is all a big joke to these people. Look at what Ellen's wearing in that shirt. And they love to flaunt it in plain sight. Here's Rebel Wilson, the actress. You guys might know her from the Pitch Perfect series of movies. Here's Rebel Wilson on a talk show. I'll just pause it there. You know, I'll sound it under actually for you, Mark, and we'll keep playing. I don't understand how that could be remotely in the same vicinity as anything considered comedic. Like, what is that supposed to even mean to the audience? Because I know what it means to me. What's it mean to you, Mark?
Well, you know, I called Alan, Ellen Degenerate. I called that, that's a bloke. I call him Alan Degenerate, not Ellen DeGeneres. And I did cover a lot of this off 4 years ago. And I think, yeah, I mean, I'm constantly telling people who don't believe any of this to go and look up Frazzle Drip and use Yandex, not Google, and you'll find that video. And I also tell them, don't watch it, because I did watch some of it and it's horrific. And I think all of these clues have been put out there for people to find if they've got the stomach to find it, because some of us have got the stomach to face this and then try to communicate, you know, what gets us up every day doing this, for God's sake. For me, it's about the children. It always has been about the children. In fact, can I play you a poem, Sean?
Yeah, please.
Because if you allow me to share screen.
You got it.
I often think this one just came to mind because I think it's very appropriate for this chat. So here we go.
Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. 15 days to flatten the curve. The invisible enemy, you've got a nerve. Don't go to work, take a break. Here's some free money, shut up and eat cake. Bread and circuses, that's what she said. I get the feeling she wanted us dead. Wanted us in the ICU. Yes, I do mean you, and you, and you. Get them hooked up to a ventilator. Kills them quick. See you later. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Masks are good, masks are bad. I can tell by your eyes you're looking sad. Madonna's singing about fried fucking fish. Hanks has put Cappy in a Petri dish. Alan Degenerate going mad in his pad. Let's talk about Michelle, now there's a big lad. Stay in, or you're gonna die. COVID-19 is the porky pie. That's what we call the theatre of war. Don't question us, it's the fucking law. Sick of it yet? We've just begun. JFK Jr., the forgotten son. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Bill, Melinda, and Dr. Death. Needles everywhere till there's none of us left. Vaccination, eradication, extermination. Go to 17 for your education. Hubba, 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 who do you trust? Maybe the dance are gonna bust. Underground bases, dum, dum, dums. Secret operations, cleaning the scum. 22,000 kids every day. Believe it or not, you need to pray. Welcome to the nightmare, the new world order. Hidden in bushes, mental disorders. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. Lockdown, shutdown, breakdown. 3D, 5D, reality tears. Attack of the clones, in basements, everywhere. Vatican gone, Parliament gone. God save the Queen, time for a new song. Through the looking glass, the quantum system grins. I've got some non-fake news for you. God wins.
Yeah, well, that was 4 years ago. You know, and I stand by everything in it. And there's even 17 dots at the end of that. Because I've been, you know, it's a really personal journey, this whole awakening. And we have to remember that despite the horrors of what these people have really been up to, this is why it's taken so long, because you try to dismantle, I mean, there's at least a million Satanists that wanted to move to New Zealand 10 years ago, and then they got stopped. So this operation against these people has been going on for a very, very long, much longer than most of us realize. And it involves time travel, and it involves dimensional technologies. It involves stuff that we just, at the moment, can't even contemplate. Although some of us get to see some of it in order to keep us going and keep trying to keep people optimistic about the outcome. But what everybody has to remember is that we are eternal spirits. The reason they've hidden that from us is because if once we realize that, we lose fear. Once we lose fear, they lose control. And that's what's happening, is that we are being shown. And we have to, I believe, and again, a lot of people disagree with this, but I believe it's like the Hopi prophecy of the eagle and the condor coming together. It's like dark and light have to kind of merge it to evolve into the next level. And for me, it's like a butterfly in a chrysalis with the Imagio cells kick in. It goes to the whole creature has to go to a kind of soup and then instantly transforms into a different creature. Not the butterfly, the caterpillar goes in and then becomes the butterfly. And I think that's what's happening to us. And I also think we're at the end part of the hero's journey. But in the hero's journey, everybody should read. I've used it myself for years, and it's one of the best things you could ever read. But if you look at the hero's journey, we are right at the end of that at the moment, which is why we can feel it, which is why me and loads of people on my social media are all talking about being exhausted at the moment and having to go for a sleep in the afternoon, or waking up at 3 a.m. and having all these strange experiences, seeing UFOs. I mean, I posted a couple of videos last night, because this is where we're at. And if we shift our focus to understand that we are the creators, we can make this a really positive and powerfully positive experience for everybody. And that's what I'm kind of focused on. So I don't know if that's answered your question.
No, I think it's very interesting because, you know, we can choose to see this as only ugly, everything that's happening in the world, or the end of all the ugliness, because this can't continue forever, right? It's getting played out because people are waking up. I'll just give you a couple examples. And by the way, when you mentioned time travel, you know, that sounds like a bridge too far for many, but check this out, guys. That Ashton Forbes investigation into the disappearance of MH370, that Malaysian flight that vanished. Well, there was a video released 4 days after the plane vanished that in my view, is absolutely legit. And it speaks to the nature of superconductor technology that the United States government, the deep state, possesses. So if they could make that plane vanish with what looks to be UFO-like technology that's so far beyond our understanding of what's commercially available, well, maybe time travel is possible because they made that plane vanish. And I could show you who leaked that too in just one second if you guys want to see it. It's on my desktop. I just have to find that screen grab. But yeah, I wanted to mention to you too that, you know, when we talk about Trump and we talk about special operations and cleanups maybe happening, and maybe Klaus Schwab really was executed, I pray it so, for his crimes. Remember the Bush Senior funeral in which Donald J. Trump walked in late like a boss and left early before the casket was even out of that church. And remember all of those evildoers, I think that's a term Bush Senior liked to use, all of those evildoers, they received something in an envelope that had Laura Bush absolutely looking shocked and devastated, Jeb Bush too. So you just got to wonder, man, what is truly going on here? You know, is it Trump and the White Hats calling these people out for their crimes, saying we have everything, we know everything, your time is up? I just wonder. I sure would like to know what those notes said.
Well, 100% they know everything. And it gets, you know, you can get down rabbit holes. I mean, I just downloaded this from Donald Marshall. Have you heard of Donald Marshall?
No. Uh-uh.
Donald Marshall is... this is huge, which is an expose on the Vril, which anybody that's ever looked into Adolf Hitler will know that he was obsessed with the Vril Society, which had the Black Sun as its logo. And the Vril are these underground reptiles, and there's different kind of versions of them. But they can go into your eye and take over your consciousness, which kind of explains why so many politicians are disgusting pedophiles and have no conscience or empathy for the human race whatsoever. And, you know, and Donald talks about the fact that they have technology where they've been taking his consciousness out of his body since he was a little boy when he goes into REM sleep. And then he appears within a clone body in some underground base in a stadium where all these characters like Elon Musk and Hillary Clinton come at him with knives and do all these weird things, disgusting things underground. You can get lost down that kind of rabbit hole, but you can also go and look up Ingersoll Lockwood's books about Baron Trump in the 1890s. So I think three or four books were written then, where Baron Trump goes on these time traveling adventures, and his best friend Don from New York, it becomes the last president of America, and that's 120 years ago. You know, we are living in a phenomenally interesting time, and you just got to keep your mind open and enjoy your day, because you've got to live in the present moment. All of this, I think, is teaching us how to get that connection to God, live in the present moment, and observe this stuff that's going on around us without reacting to it. And if we can do that, we become ascended masters effectively. And that's where we're headed. And that's the exciting part of all of this.
It is very exciting. I concur. It's very exciting, Mark. And let me just show you what I was talking about for those that don't understand that we're on the cusp of just amazing things happening for humanity if we can throw off the chains of these tyrants. This is the video I was talking about of MH370. This is a color-corrected version or an inverted corrected color. And the more important point is that what was released in these videos was from two stereoscopic satellites and one drone controlled by the U.S. military. They were tracking this plane. And this is the man, the strange case of Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn. This is the man said to have leaked those videos 4 days after the plane vanished. So what kind of technology does the United States possess, and where the heck is that plane? And, you know, oh, by the way, you mentioned Hilton Hotels and pedophilic codes and the BBC's pedophilic statue. This is interesting as it relates to Hilton Hotels. Paris Hilton just put this out on TikTok, and I think it's very, very important.
And I really hope this is a lesson to people out there that if you are abusing children, I will find out. I will find you. I will come with my huge spotlight and shine it on wherever you are, because people are not going to get away with this anymore. Enough is enough, and it has to stop. And I hope you all know we have a huge community out there, and survivors, we believe you. I know from personal experience of being in these places and how they operate, It needs to stop. This has been happening for decades. And people are just getting away with it.
I could certainly do without the music on that. It's a hot mix. You can barely hear what she's saying, so they subtitled it. But I think it's very, very important, man, because look, when I started reporting about Pizzagate and the WikiLeaks emails and the strange things John Podesta and his brother are interested in and the art they collect and the language they use and the emails, the coded language, you know, it's very, very important. But things have only gotten worse, Mark. Our own stinking, rotten criminal government has allowed 85,000 immigrant children to vanish into the human sex slave trade. They're just gone. So things are only getting worse to that end. I mean, what is it going to take for people to bring these evil, 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 satanic people to justice? And I'm proud of Paris Hilton that she's willing to tell the truth. She was abused as a child, as a teenager, I believe at an all-girls school where her parents sent her. And it's just, it's horrific. 85,000 immigrant children vanished into the hellhole of the human sex slave trade, Mark.
Well, you know, I said in that poem, 22,000 children every single day. That's official figures since the Second World War. That's a billion with a B, billion children. You know, this has been going, it's the biggest industry on earth. And that's why however horrible it is to see these headlines, at least people are starting to see it. At least people, like, whether that's Paris or not, it's wonderful that that video is going out there and being seen by millions of people. And we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see much more of it because it's the biggest problem we have in this realm. And, you know, that 22,000 children figure is based on official statistics. That doesn't take into account the ones that are grown underground. You know, these satanic covens, they have women in chains, in basements, and they call them breeders, and they breed children for sacrifice. In fact, I thought it was interesting recently that Joe Biden did a video, or the actor playing Joe Biden did a video where he said he mentioned his uncle in World War II being eaten by cannibals. And I thought that's very interesting because the word cannibals is being used. And cannibalism is popping up quite a lot in mm-hmm. social media. And I was going to make a video about this, but I ran out of time this week. But if you look at Frazzle Drip, if you look at what Hillary and Humer did in that video, if you look at the Hampstead kids and what they said in their video, if you look at, you know, the celebrity chef stuffs, Anthony Bourdain and things like that, cannibalism is a theme throughout this whole thing. And that's one of the things that we really have to, it's so horrific, and I don't like going into details, and I'm glad Pascal didn't go into details on the Alex Jones thing, because people have to look into it themselves if they've got the stomach for it. But, you know, because it's so horrific, that's why they've got away with it for so long, because nobody human could possibly believe anybody else human could do this. And that's true. A human being couldn't do these things. A demonically possessed person could. A reptilian could, somebody with no soul could, but a real human being, that, you know, that's how they've got away with it, because it's so horrific. And I think it's horrible hearing these stories, but at least they're getting out there, and at least it's getting into people's consciousness. And that's what I meant earlier on when I said the same techniques they use to brainwash us, I think, are being used in the reverse now. To open the minds of the people that are completely oblivious to this stuff, because so few people are piecing it together. I mean, I've got three children left at school. Don't ask me why they're still there. I wish they weren't, but it's beyond my control. But there was a massive vaccination 2 weeks ago. All the kids, I was absolutely shocked. The meningitis, I've got the papers here somewhere. I can't remember what the other two are. And it seems I was the only parent in that whole year at the school that said, no, you're not going to go and get vaccinated. And I couldn't believe it. It's like that. So to answer your question, what's it going to take? I think it's going to take a lot more, because people just still aren't getting it. And I think it's going to take a massive event. And I think that's maybe what's going on with Israel and Ukraine and Iran and everything else, is building to this crescendo. I mean, even in Ireland, 3 or 4 days ago, I posted this on Twitter. There were UN armored trucks. It looked like hundreds of them just going, you know, on the motorway near Dublin. And that's making people go, what the hell are they doing here? And then people are saying, well, hang on, we've got hundreds of thousands of unvetted military-age young men in the country, and then all these UN trucks are coming in. What's going on? So, however, the horror and the fear factor of the news that's going on at the moment is having an effect of waking people up, not to the point where we'd like them to be, but they are on that journey. And for me, that has to be a good thing ultimately.
Well, let me ask you, I want to circle back to the Frazzle Drip video that you said you located and found and watched at least part of it using Yandex. And, you know, again, we should caution the audience that that's probably not something you want to watch. But can you tell us for certain that it's real and that did you see Hillary Clinton and or Uma Abedin in it, or did you just see the victim being tortured?
No, I did see them in it. Can I say anything's real? No. All I can do is piece together stuff based upon intuition, psychic stuff, spiritual experiences, and real life experiences. So, for example, I went and met Eric Trump and spent time in the same room as Donald Trump and got to have a very quick exchange with him. And I tried to give Eric this book, but he wasn't allowed to take it off me, but he did have a good look at it at their hotel in Ireland last year. And what was amazing about that is that I was not even searched. And one of the guards there knew my name. And it was very, very strange. And I said at the time, my intuition was they've got this technology that it's just, they just know, you know, how was he able to go around the world the way that he is at the moment? It's under full military control. The whole thing is a massive, massive military sting operation. And it's also God's plan. So can I prove that Frazzle Drip is 100% a real and not a fake video? No, but my intuition tells me that it is. And all of the pieces of the puzzle that I've been studying for 30 plus years lead me to conclude that that makes sense. Because if you look at the Hillary Clinton body count, or the Clintons body count, it's huge. If you look at Bill Clinton in office getting away with what he got away with, if you look at Bohemian Grove, if you know, you start piecing it all together, you can't come to any other conclusion. And I've met so many survivors of satanic ritual abuse, and I've met so many survivors of institutionalized paedophilia, and listen to their stories and their testimonies, and what they've told me face to face is so horrific. It had me in floods of tears for years, you know, and I believe God put me there, showed me that so that I could do what I'm doing now, because I know that that's what we're really fighting against. It's all about the children. And the thing that's really going to unite the human race is when they realize this, because our children are sacrosanct, and you know, I will not allow the New World Order to be the place where my children grow up. I just won't allow it. And I certainly won't allow paedophilia, and I certainly won't allow Satan or satanic paedophilia to continue. But we have to face it, which is why these things need to be looked into.
Yeah, it's so difficult to wake up friends, neighbors, and colleagues. A lot of people are finally awakening to the fact that COVID was a lie, the lockdowns were just pure torture, a plandemic, and the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is just that. But some people I talk to still don't believe it. You know, they'll proudly tell me they got their booster, and then I warn them to please don't get another one. And sometimes that's where the conversation ends, because they're caught and stuck in their own normalcy bias and cognitive dissonance. But let me show you this. As it relates to the Frazzle Drip video, perhaps this is why Microsoft and all this AI technology is being released, guys. Microsoft, this comes from Mike Adams, and I want to just play this. The man that you're about to see in this video, four different versions of this man. He's not a real man. He's an AI generated man. And then what you're going to see with the four side by sides is the nuances the AI has. So whether the intent is for the man to sound more comedic and happy or a little bit angry and on the edge, you can see how good and effective the AI is in creating fake people. Check this out.
You can stand up all the time. I'm a stand-up comedian, improviser by trade. You had me on one of the most fun experiences of my life is I was on the show in Chicago and I attempted to eat two Italian beef sandwiches in under a minute.
Now, of course, this Microsoft tool, Vasa One, can generate people of any skin color, any ethnicity, any accent, any language. And what's really amazing is that it is mapping language to the facial muscles and then generating the video of tongue movement, lip movement, eyes, eye direction, head, neck, muscles.
You know, I'll pause it there. I think the problem with all of this, Mark, is that it will give the evildoers and these pedophiles, when videos released about them or found or presented in a court of law, you know, they'll just make the argument to the public that it's a deep fake.
Yeah, well, that's there's two sides to that, isn't it? Because on the one hand, there's what you just said, but there's also the fact that it's making people question how real the things that they've been seeing in the news and everything else are. I found it interesting that Channel 4 did a deep fake Queen's Christmas message 3 years ago, I think, with Deborah Stevenson, who's a stand-up comedian I used to know 30 years ago. And she played the Queen on this, and they showed how they could do it. So it's like everything's got two sides to it. And again, it comes back to the same thing. It's there for you to learn your discernment. And I think what's also interesting in terms of details is there is a lot of information about the fact that Jeffrey Epstein's house in New York with the video cameras was all on tape. So it was all analog. And I think that's why this sting operation has taken so long, because they have to have irrefutable, lawful evidence to convict these monsters. And I think that's we're going to get to the point where it is irrefutable and justice has to be served. So,
Yeah. Well, I think justice needs to be served to all the turncoats and traitors that are bringing down nations like Ireland. You posted this video of what's happened to Dublin because of the WEF leadership, the United Nations leadership. You know, this is what you'll find. You'll find men defecating in the woods near children's parks. It's just absolute chaos. And these world leaders need to be arrested and tried for their crimes if humanity is to stand a chance. And here's another one of the demonic world leaders, truly demonic, this guy. This world-class treacherous puppet just announced yesterday, Mark, that he wants to raise the capital gains tax in the United States to 44.6% to further gut this economy. And get this, he's so evil in this criminal out of control government that just authorized another $60 billion to Ukraine and another, I think, $21 or $29 billion to Israel. They also want a 25% unrealized wealth tax. So imagine you've invested in something. It has gone up in value, but you haven't sold it. They want you to pay them a 25% unrealized gain on that wealth. Mark, what is the point other than to destroy our economy when they just keep giving tens and tens and tens and tens of billions to Ukraine in $34 trillion in debt? It's just a joke, Mark.
Well, it is a joke because, you know, we get told we have to pay taxes, but actually it's voluntary. We get told to pay taxes to the same people that print the money. And I often bring this up with people and they're like, what do you mean? I was like, well, think about it. You're paying tax to the same people that print the money. So they don't need the money because they could just print it. Or what about the roads and the schools and the hospitals? Well, let them just print the money to build them. And that is a real head mash of people. Yeah. And I do think what we're seeing there is again, part of the wake up process because, you know, and so, it's a sad thing, but until you hit people literally in the pocket, because most people are so busy with their job and their mortgage, which is death grip in French, you know, that they don't have time. And then they sit down and eat their rubbish food and watch sport or whatever programming is going on the TV. I mean, how are you going to hit them? How are you going to wake them up? You wake them up by making it impossible for them to make a living, for them to lose their jobs, for them to see these crazy tax hikes. For them to see this money go into some land they've never heard of, never been to, you know, it's for me, it is part of the wake up. But yeah, it is crazy at the same time.
Well, maybe we should try to end this on a good note. And I mean, the whole conversation, I think, has been very positive. You see our cup is very much half full, don't you, Mark?
Well, I see it as completely full. And you know, I'm very excited about the future. And there's people, if you can just find that way of grounding yourself, having negatively ionized water, stop eating vegetables and fruit because they're actually very, very bad for you, and cut down some of the coffee unless you can get rid of the spot. There's so many things that we've learned over the last 4 years, especially, that can help you through this time. Then you will start vibrating at a frequency where you will see the optimism and you will see the positivity and you will realize that you're part of the creation process, because you, me, everybody watching this is a fractal of God. And, you know, God's not putting up with this nonsense, and we're part of that process. So we are the white hats, in effect. We're part of the whole thing because we're one consciousness. And that's why next weekend I'm going to a festival that's being held in the Lake District, which is a national park in the UK, called the Weekend Truth Festival. And it's going to be 3 days of people gathering and sharing ideas, and I'll be talking, and other people that in the UK that have been speaking out will be talking, and we'll be meeting people from all over the country. And that is very, very powerful. You know, when I toured America 18 months ago, it was I said to everybody in every room that I was in, you're all points of light and you're all exactly where you're meant to be. And on a multidimensional level, my knowing, whether you believe me or not, is that we've already won this war. We're just watching it play out. And it's like, you know, when you get the flu, right, which is what they used to call COVID before 2020, when you get the flu, you're going through a terrible sweat and pain and coughing and all mucus coming up. That's the clean out. That's the clear up. It's a horrible process, but it's actually your body just cleansing itself. And I think that's what's happening to the world and society. There's going to be more mucus, more coughing, more headaches, more cold sweats. But when it's over, it will be like taking off a pair of tight shoes. It will feel amazing.
Yeah, I love that. Well, as we part ways, I want to play a clip that I think is kind of touching. And I tweeted this the other day saying, this is why boys need dads and we human beings need freedom. And before I play it, I just want to remind everybody that Skull and Bonesman John Kerry and his disgusting daughter, who is at the World Economic Forum in some chair position now, they say farming is the enemy of humanity. Not only human beings and our carbon emissions, but farming must be stopped to save Mother Earth. Now, I want y'all to just remember how evil those two people are, and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Davos elite, and compare and contrast that to the reality of how beautiful life is and can be and should be, and we should return to it in full and throw these shackles off for the rest of time. And these slave masters as well. Check this out, Mark. A little boy with his father at some tractor show, talking to a representative of one of these tractor companies. Check this out.
Yep. Came out with a new AFS 11, huh?
Yeah,
AFS 11. How many bushels is that grain tank on it?
Good question. 567 bushels. You know how fast we can unload that?
How fast?
6 bushels per tractor.
That's moving.
That's more than I could ever need. That's more than I'd ever need.
It's quick, right? So that big grain tank in 100 seconds, so it's got the 100, we can have that unloaded.
That's pretty quick.
That's pretty quick, right? Get the semi truck back to work.
How many row of corn heads? Is that 16?
It's 16 row 30 inch. Yep, 40 feet wide. Yep.
That's a big head.
Yeah.
This is what this needs, the mother band to go right over there. It deserves a mother band to go right over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So Peterbilt, Kenworth, what semis do you like?
I'll go 4L9000.
4L9000, okay. All right.
Or a Chevy grain truck over.
Automatic or shift? What do you think?
I'd go shift.
Yep.
Okay. Look, the father has to be very proud of that little guy. And here's the other thing that comes to mind. It would be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the ocean than to hurt one of these little ones that would believeth in me. The Lord Jesus Christ said that. And these people that prey on children, God, they are damned to hell, Mark. They are so damned. I want them damned in this lifetime, though. I want justice to be brought to them in this lifetime as well.
I believe it will be. And I believe it's already happening. And I held a retreat in the Sahara Desert 18 months ago, and one of the women that came to the retreat has been in touch with the children in the tunnels psychically for about 15 years. And she sent me a message about a year ago, and she said, the children have a message for you, Mark. They want you to know that we need to have compassion for the people doing what they're doing to us. And I found that very difficult to listen to. But I do think that's the key, because those people's souls are the ones that are the most damned. And I think I want justice. We all want justice, but we have to emerge better from this than we've ever been. And that's the opportunity that I think the human species has right now. And that's the biggest thing in history for us. And that's why it's an honor to be here. And I believe in us, and I believe every one of us has this incredible power. And we're fractals of God. And once we understand that and get to forgiveness, firstly with yourself for everything that you've done in your life that may or may not have been your fault. I believe the whole human race was demonically possessed for centuries, if not longer. But that time is going, and those people are going, and we're going to emerge from this victorious, and no child will be harmed ever again.
I love it. All right. God wins. All right, Mark, I really do appreciate you and your time today. Thank you very much. Can you tell people how they can tune in and follow you?
Well, I'm on Twitter every day, Twitter/MarkAtwood. Everything I post, everything I've ever done, I think, is on themarkatwoodshow.com, but I'm also on Rumble and Telegram and BitChute.
All right, very good. I will leave a link below to themarkatwoodshow.com, guys. Our guest has been the one, the only, Mark Atwood. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Sean. God bless you. Thanks very much.
God bless you. Godspeed, my friend. And friends, if you're still with us, I want to thank you all for tuning in and remind you every single day for free. Check us out to get the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda, at the three websites that I own, thelibertymill.com, thephaser.com, and of course, sgtreport.com, guys. Stun them with truth. Get it out there. Spread the word. In the end, God wins, as long as you stand up. Stand up for humanity, friends. All right, until next time, God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
The big cities are done. They're falling apart, and they won't make it. And eventually, the federal government won't have control over the center of the country. Although it won't be a civil war. It's not going to be us against us as it was before. It's going to be us against them. And that's the big difference.